Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is. And this morning we've got Dr. Ivan Leung and Dr. Gada Bashari in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks for having us here.
Thank you for coming up.
Morning. Hey, thank you.
We're talking about something that I know very, very little about here. We're talking about Mycobacterium tuberculosis and some of the research that you're doing into that. Let's just start at absolute basics. What is Mycobacterium tuberculosis?
Well, Mycobacterium tuberculosis is the bacterium that causes tuberculosis,
okay,
or TB,
mm-hmm,
in a nutshell.
In a nutshell. And what exactly is TB, if people aren't aware?
Well, TB is an airborne disease that is caused by the bacterium, and it causes a lot of... It is mainly affects lungs,
mm-hmm,
but it could also affect other parts of the body as well.
So it's kind of not a good one, obviously.
Not at all.
I was quite interested to see on here that Māori and Pacific people are 8 times more likely to be affected by it than Pākehā in New Zealand. Why is that?
There's probably a range of reasons for that. Gather will probably fill that in later, but a lot is probably due to their living conditions and...
I think the major one is the crowdedness, in a way, and also probably low rate of vaccination against TB as well.
Yep.
So what is the research that you're both doing? Because you are in the chem sci and bio sci sort of departments as well. What is the research that you're looking into?
So the World Health Organization wants us to, they have a very... they have a goal to reduce the rate of TB by 95% by 2030. So what we are thinking is the current TB regime takes about 9 months to treat a patient, and there are a lot of drug resistance TB coming up. So we think if we want to meet the goal from the WHO, we have to come up with new ways to actually get rid of TB.
Yep. And on the same line, what we are trying to do is to identify new targets that we could target those and hopefully come up with a better antibiotic against TB to not only treat drug-resistant ones, but also decrease the 9 months down to hopefully a few weeks.
Wow, okay. That's quite impressive then. So how is your research working? How do you kind of go about coming up with these results, basically?
So we look at how mycobacterium actually live inside our body, and we find that TB actually lives inside our body by having two different kind of food sources, if you like, glucose, or which is sugar, or fatty acid. And the researcher Gala and I did are basically trying to look at how mycobacterium switch between the two different food sources.
Wow. So how does it use the food sources within your body? When you say that, I'm sure you're not talking about your nice lunch you just had. Is it something in your cells? What is it?
Well, it is something like that. But what happens inside body, the bacteria get the nutrients from human host. But then at the same time, when it lives inside macrophages, body tries to restrict the bacterial access to the nutrients. And bacteria in that case switches over from sugar to fat because there are fats everywhere.
Okay.
So kind of it is a quite a good, from bacterial point of view, it is a quite a good strategy to actually live and survive.
So the idea would be if we could in some way have a drug that can target this particular switch or this particular enzyme, we could basically starve the bacteria to death.
Wow, okay.
inside our body.
Yeah. And so that is obviously, as you're saying, a faster process as well, if you can get it to work like that.
Yep.
And how's it looking? Are you feeling positive, confident about it at the moment? This is probably the meanest question.
Well, this is at the very start of the research. Right. So it will be quite a big claim if we said, yes, we're going to do it in 2 weeks. Yep. But definitely we are hopeful that it will lead to something meaningful in the future.
Fantastic. Yep. Well, it sounds really interesting. Thank you both so much for coming in this morning, Dr. Ivan Leung and Dr. Gada Bashiri from the University of Auckland.
Thank you so much.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
It